Chapter 1. The afternoon air stirred, lifting dust and heat from the stone pavers, swirling the ripe smell of animals here in the heart of the city. A donkey, hitched out of sight somewhere nearby, brayed. Something had startled it. Anna Riddle paused in the center of the vast, empty concourse and glanced over her shoulder. The back of her neck prickled. Ever since the cab had let her and her 8-year-old niece out at the main gate to Ataturk's tomb, she'd felt that someone was following them. She hadn't actually seen anyone, but she could tell. She didn't think it was just her nerves, although her nerves had been on edge these last 3 weeks, ever since receiving that odd telegram from her brother-in-law, the first in a chain of pleas for help about her sister. "Please come. Stop. We need you." Anna hadn't thought twice about what she was going to have to do. They were all the family she had left. It had only taken a little over a week to arrange a leave of absence from the high school where she taught social studies back home in Boulder, Colorado. It took 3 more days traveling on airplanes, and now, here she was, halfway around the world,